The soft and gentle touch of an older man. I have my fair share of grey and salt and pepper. I'm certainly no young buck who fucks with his hormones and then happily snores, just content with his conquest. But my cock begins to realise too that you don't yet know what's going to happen, and silently growls one more time, slowly filling out, my balls lazily hanging as they begin to make a fresh recipe. "Hey there," I whispered. "Want to play a game?" You prop yourself up on an elbow, eyes curious, hair now tousled and smeared across your face, your breast hanging and curvaceous, that gorgeous smooth flesh just aching to be gently bitten. "Are we not done?" you inquire softly. "We are most certainly not done yet." "No. I wonder if your pussy is tightening in delight, wondering if this time you might get to feel me inside you. I hope so much that that is the case, as this time you will most definitely get to experience it." I twist and smile, eyes twinkling just a little, as I scoop my hands beneath you, laying you gently on your back, arranging your knees up, as I position myself between them, letting your legs and ankles hook around my hips, pressing me against you, cock resting upon you, still dribbling a little onto the skin above your wonderfully swollen little mound, all pink now, as I shift and reach for your hands, mischievously forcing them above your head. These, they stay here until you can't resist any longer, I whisper. My weight shifts again, my cock sliding up your belly, your thighs and ankles, imploring me to invade you as they clench, toes pointing, your hips swinging upwards, your pussy dragging and rubbing against me as you show me how desperately you need to feel me. An animal moan of pure desire escaping as you tilt your head to the side, eyes lazily closing as you give me full permission, and I can sense you wanting to merely anticipate the sensations you know will come, just trusting and willing, able, and yet resigned. "You fucking little minx," I whisper, burying my face into your hair, hungrily searching for your ear as I wetly tease your earlobe, sucking sharply, drawing blood to the surface as your body twitches again at just one more unfamiliar sensation, and yet warmly embracing it, knowing that this is just one more thing to add to the mix, as you feel me planting more kisses down your taut neck, across your collarbone. But this time, my hungers were stronger, teeth deliberately nipping, a strength and a power of expression, lustful now, not caring to be quite so gentle. I can feel you understand that this is going to be more raw, more animal, more instinct, more chaotic. And you search inside as you half remember distant echoes of when we were just animals, and embrace your inner woman, wanting me to make you feel like one, a man needing to be a man this time, growling and forceful. As my mouth opens wide and clamps down on your breast, my nails graze hard down from your shoulders, ribs, and squeezes hard against your hips, my cock now nestled right where it needs to be, as I take as much of your fucking breast into my mouth, sucking hard, tongue pressing that big nipple harder, my teeth slowly but inexorably biting down, as I feel you take a sharp intake of breath, as the pressure builds, pausing, as I can feel you tense, hands clenching above your head, but trust. and I relax, placing a palm and rubbing out the teeth marks, pressing hard as your short, sharp breaths tell me you liked the new little shooting sparks of pain, finding them running around your pelvis and your belly as your deep feeling of inquisitive fire begins to swirl again. I rub my stubble into your skin as I bite you again, your other breast feeling me know what is too much, making sure that I don't cross the line, because all I want to do is coax a desperate desire for you to be completely fucked. And you let loose a sharp moan of fuck as the teeth let loose a flood of adrenaline, as you know not what I'm going to do next, but understanding that you need me to do it. I rove down once more, past your little cute belly button, as I fight the yearning in your locked legs to let me loose, as I lick your pussy again, because it was soaking again. I adore wet women. It's such an unfakeable appreciation of two people touching, core to core. I just wanted to taste you again. Chemicals and pheromones igniting the senses, sweet now, but unique, and telling their own story of how you want me, desire me, hunger for me. I delicately curl two fingers inside you, hot and tight and swollen again, opening my fingers wide to stroke the inside walls of you. As I press deeper, questing, searching, looking for that little ruffled patch of secrets, known only by the difference in texture, sometimes the size of a quarter, sometimes the size of a fingerprint, I brushed past it and felt you tremble and quiver. But I returned to that place, slowly circling softly with pressing fingertips, harder and harder as you squirm and gasp at this new flood of sensations with every movement, the intensity strange and new, electric even, but softer, more powerful, and yet restrained, even ticklish, but connecting so deeply. But now I've found you, I'm gonna torture you. Fuck, what? What's that? What are you fucking doing? You begged. And I can feel your hips bucking out of control once again, reacting to an unfamiliar feeling, but desperate to experience it fully and embrace what I'm doing to you. Trust implicit and bound to each other. Oh, holy fucking shit. You're a fucking G-spot girl. And yet you've never ever known. I slow and soften my stroking, gently sliding my fingers back and forth in your tightening, trembling pussy as you struggle to compute this new things that I've given you. It's okay. That's your fucking G-spot. Never forget that. Holy shit. It feels so strange, like orgasm without, the orgasm making you fall over the edge. I'm so glad you found it, I whisper, as I shuffle and find a position, perched on the bed linen, squatting legs wide, as I reach under your hips, your legs wide, your hands still. I don't know how you managed it, but they're still obediently above your head as your brain just fizzes. And I drag you to me as your legs lock around me tightly. I think you're going to enjoy this. Now? Will you fuck me? You gasp. Please. The things I've shown you, taken you through, given you a taste on this night, and now you want to feel me finish the dance? So be it. Jedi. I reach between my legs and grasp my cock, placing myself very tentatively, but then slip just inside you, just the tip, as I hook my arms underneath your knees and change your angle another time, relaxing and feeling you respond, gripping around me tightly, trying to suck me into you by the power of thought. But I resist, just for a moment. This is gonna have to be gentle. I edge, infinitely slowly, but firmly, sliding into you, feeling your tight red raw lips straining, your hips tensing as your hands clench tightly into little fists, your mouth wide and disbelieving, a guttural noise loose from your throat as you feel me press forward a little more, sliding smoothly. I mean, how could I not? You were so wet. You were just so wet. And I slid further inside you, feeling you want me, traveling deeper still, until you can't take any more. But still, I'm not there yet, sliding and pressing, 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 as you arch your back, as I reach my limit, shaft deep. I've never been stiffer. The hunger locking your legs with muscles screaming as you feel yet another sensation that's new and dangerous, filling you utterly, dismantling you, as you don't feel pain, just a sense of fulfillment, a strange, swollen touching of everything inside, pinning you, owning you, pressing against flesh you'd never known existed. A weird pressure, the likes of which... But I hold my thrust, knowing you're just getting used to the feeling, needing you to accept it, believe it, desire it, before I slowly edge out of you. You and your pelvic floor gripping me so tightly, not wanting me to leave as I leave my tip inside. As you moan, perhaps mournfully, I swivel my hips forward, gently again, letting you feel me gently straining your pussy, hot and raw and so tight. As I return again, choking gasps from you, as you wrap your walls around me, tightening and tender, learning how I move, knowing when to clench, understanding when to soften, knowing when to breathe. Your clenched fists finally begin to relax as I began to feel confident about edging harder and faster back and forth, knowing now my limits and beginning to understand yours as you fix your hips to the best angle, letting me desire you. As you struggle to contain me, your resistance undone, as you slip your hands up my arms, pulling me to you, as I shift my hands and slide them under your pillow, your nails now urgent and digging desperately into my back, as I slowly build harder and harder, my cock so swollen it rubs back and forth upon your little spot. As you clench, as if your life depended upon it, moans, becoming sobs, becoming soft screams, urgent and louder, goading me and the animal I've become, feeling only you beneath me, clutching me, nails now pressing harder and harder, as you bite hard on my shoulder, now feeling a release you never believed, the power of me moving inside you, the clenched, powerful hunger, unlocking a door that you feel able to expose yourself to. A blinding, pounding, singing noise touching you at your deepest as you scream into the night, your little spot your little ruffled spot, orchestrating a shaking and quivering, your entire body spasming, your belly on fire, your pelvis slamming into me, trying to destroy me as you fall into a darkness lit with sparks, the sensation of my spurting making you scream again. So strange as it pulses and pulses, and your fucking nails are drawing blood as you shriek and bite down again, your core jerking and jerking as you hold on to me for dear life, needing me to witness your complete and utter abandonment in my arms as I cradle you, protect you, feeling you shiver and throw your head back as an exaltation to the gods is ripped from the soul. You fucking fuck! Fuck! Our hearts race and pound, not sure if they won't explode. Pleasure embalming us in a pure moment as we collapse. Sweat and scent and blood tainting the soft air. As the world let us alone in the connection of a lifetime. Just two souls meeting and touching, melding and mixing, never to be the same again as we grab our breath and cling, merely happy to be alive, and then slowly aching. We delight in the sense of skin upon wet, salty skin, reflecting and sated and glowing. As the soft dawn light bathes our bed, as a new day beckons, we slumbered and then fell into a deep sleep, reverie only disturbed by the notion of never being alone. One moment, one astonishing moment, but forever shared. And when I finally awoke, as a loud, harsh knock on the door came from the housekeeper, you'd left already, as I croaked aloud, "Please, come back later." And then I saw the scribbled, folded note that you'd left me. I reached over, my muscles aching and tortured, grimacing at the aches and pains that you'd inflicted upon me as I barely slept, causing me to express aloud in the half-light of a new day. Just 5 beautiful words. Never forget. Just never forget. And all I could do was mutter under my breath, "So be it, Jedi."